This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Buildings by Design. Here's Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach from the Allo Communication Studios right here at KFKA. This is a special day. I'm Clark Johnson. That's Bruce Dick. Coach, how are you this morning? Are you excited as I am to see talk about our guest today?
Clark, I have so much to be excited for today. Yes, our special guest, Frank Gonzalez, manager of the Northern Colorado Owls. But yet, what else? It's game day.
It's game day.
Game day. Tons of high school basketball across the state. And toward the end of the show, we're going to have Pete Freeman on as well from the Highland Huskies.
Absolutely. Sets us up for our broadcast tonight. Highland Huskies, the number three team in the state in the 3A rankings. And they'll take on the Platte Valley Broncos. Number six is Max Zink and company comes into all tonight. Should be fantastic. We'll get underway at 6, and I take that back, after the UNC Coaches Show. 7 o'clock, no pregame, opening tip out in Highland. But this is baseball for 45 minutes out here today, talking to Frank Gonzalez. Do you know the name Gonzalez out here? If you don't know Frank, you've been hiding in the woods. But maybe you know his son, Marco, four-time state champion at Rocky Mountain High School with Coach Scott Bullock out there. His son, Alex, was also a state champion in 2014. So, Frank, first of all, we couldn't be more pleased to see you. When it was announced you were going to be the manager of the Owls, Bruce couldn't get him off the ceiling. I mean, it was fantastic stuff. Congratulations. You have worn so many hats in the Rockies and professional baseball organizations. This is a kind of a big situation to get you to where you are right now.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm excited. This has been, a long time coming in a way. I've coached a lot here locally, but taking what I've learned from literally all over the world, and especially the last 10 years with the Rockies, is going to be awesome to be home.
Well, Frank, you started your professional career with the Detroit organization, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
But before that, great CSU player. Before that, okay, everybody, La Junta, Colorado. And in your era especially, just great athletic town, great baseball players come through La Junta. You've had experience in China. You've been all over the world. Baseball's been good to you.
No doubt. I mean, that's the phrase we like to use in the game. And I think just the relationship piece is something that I've talked about when I got the job or was offered the job. And did the promo with the Owls. It's about community. It's about relationship.
Sure.
I've been getting blown up from all angles, from not only players but coaches around the country. People wanting to send people here to Colorado to come be part of the Owls. It's been really exciting.
It's just not coaching, too. This is PR. This is everything. And you're a salesman. I can see when you walked in the door. I mean, you just have that affinity to get in conversation with people. And you said the perfect thing. It's creating relationships. And you do that outside of your team, inside of your ball club, everywhere it goes.
100%. I think this thing goes, we'll get to the Rockies organization, but working with people in general at any capacity, whether you're in sales, I've been a school teacher,
sure,
and obviously raising boys is all about relationship and sales at home.
That's a fact.
Former Lampkins coach, I must throw that in.
Four years at Fort Collins and then 6 years at CSU coaching as well, so boy, oh boy.
Correct. I mean, I don't know. I think 6,000 ball games could be close on
is
a coaching
that
side.
Right, boy, that's baseball.
You do 162 a year just on my playing and coaching pro side, that's a few thousand, and then you go international on that. It gets to be a little, when somebody said, hey, you're going to do 96 at home, I'm like, well, that's a cakewalk. Right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, I want to throw this out there real quick. If anybody has questions for Frank out there, hit the Mosier Funeral text line, Mosier Funeral Service in Greeley and Evans, the only family-owned funeral service around. Let Scott and Robin help you all of the time. Mosier Funeral Service, you got questions for Frank Gonzalez today, maybe about Marco, maybe about, of course, the Northern Colorado Owls playing out here in Windsor. Hit the Mosier Funeral text line. Bruce, what do you got?
It's a baseball day right now and text us at 888-530-0043.
All right, let's get history. I love going through history, too. 16th round draft choice you were, 1989 amateur draft in there. Played at 89 to 95 in the minors. And then, as Bruce brought up, you had some experience playing over in China as well.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, going to camp with the 96 Yankees, it didn't work out. Otherwise, I'd have a big ring on.
So, that's right.
Tori let me go. Was
is
first
that?
Guy.
Oh, Joe Torre, come on.
You know what? He's just on our down list right now.
So I got a call from an agency and said, hey, you want to pitch in Taiwan? I said, hey, how's the money? I said, major league minimum. I'm in. Let me know. Yeah. Where's the plane ride, right? So you go get a visa. You do all the things necessary, and you become part Taiwanese overnight.
What was that like over there compared to playing domestically?
It made me understand that when we got Latinos that come play in the States, and as a player, you just take it for granted. They're your teammates. But they don't read the language. They see signage.
Sure.
I get off the plane in Taiwan. I don't know anything. Like, right. There's no way to understand. I see the golden arches.
But that we know it. That. Right.
I knew that.
Right. Frank, jumping ahead a little bit, sure. you're with the Owls. How did that come to fruition? You've been with the Rockies for several years and involved in professional baseball, but why the Owls? How'd it come about?
That's a great question. Didn't get renewed with the Rockies after 10 seasons. I mean, I've worn a lot of hats with the organization,
sure
which
have.
I'm sure we can talk about. Then I get interviewed. I get called right away from several organizations. The Padres were really hot. Nationals talked to the Mets, talked to the Mariners, said conflict of interest, so we didn't go there. But there was tons of opportunities outside, and was getting ready to do another interview for a managing opportunity with the Padres. And the farm director, I had to call him and say, listen, I'm going to pass. I'm going to take a job at home. And they thought I was absolutely nuts to take an independent job in my backyard. And I said, listen, I'm going to do a lot more than coach. I'm going to be part of the amateur development.
Sure.
We're going to run big tournaments out here. And so they were really fortunate enough to come on board and make that decision. But I had to turn down several opportunities in affiliate baseball to really do this at home.
And Frank, being the manager of the Owls, people say baseball manager, they watch you in the dugout during the game. They have no idea, just what else is taking place. But you're going to be highly involved in a lot of youth and camps and things like that in northern Colorado.
Well, I think this is the Cooperstown of the central part of the United States. That's the kind of the setup that we want to have. We want to have major tournaments. There's a 64-team dormitory on site, hotels, restaurants, et cetera, going to happen here at Future Legends. And it's all connected. Future Legends and the Owls, for me, are almost one and the same in that I'm working for an organization that happens to have a couple pro teams out there with soccer and baseball. But really, this is an amateur youth site, 118 acres of everything that really involves basketball, volleyball, baseball, of course, soccer, of course. And I'm going to be involved in a lot of that development.
Fantastic. We had got a texter from 1222 that says, tell us about the facilities, and you're doing that right now, talking about this, and also asked about the majority ownership. That's Jeff Kotofsky. Talk about your relationship with Jeff so far, how that's working out. I know he's excited not just to see you as the manager of the Owls, but to see you in with the youth department, too.
Yeah, and that was really the sell for me. I could have done a five-month gig, and ran a 96-game schedule. And that comes with the salary that's appropriate. But when you're involved on every aspect, from the development, relationships with other organizations that can bring in tournament and play, I think my list of people that I know in the area and all the way from Denver to the Dakotas really, really can bring in some business and bring in amateurs to be able to see these fields here.
Coach, how far along is the actual facility? And you drive by, man, you see the big bubble, which is very impressive. But overall, as far as the grounds, just where's it at?
Well, the process is working out there. It's going. It's up and running. We plan on being on a field out there, the Future Legends Field, which is what we call also the college stadium. Going to see close to 1,000 fans there. There's other fields that will be up and running in the next 3 or 4 months for soccer and baseball. The bubble is hot and open now. There's public that's going out and playing pickleball every morning. The restaurant on the bubble is going to be a unique, unique thing. There's going to be lots of restaurants and bars connected to the bubble. You can watch your kids play and have dinner at the same time. So those are going to be finished. That the bubble and its process is going to be finished in the next month. But there are going to be, you know, a dozen soccer fields, 6-8 baseball fields, dormitories, restaurants. It goes on and on. And I think this is going to be one of the greatest places for kids in the United States to come play.
So in the near future, we're going to see a lot of national youth baseball tournaments.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, showcase type events, I would guess.
Everything, just, you know, from the top type tournaments, Division I type players, youth players that are the great ones, and then also amateur, just kids that just want to play. We want to really be a home for any level, and I don't think it's just going to be the top. I think it's going to be every level, and we're excited for the soccer, the basketball, you know, even lacrosse could come out. There's plenty of fields out there.
I always say this to guys that end up making a living at their passion. You're just blessed, man, to be in baseball. I know you taught,
yeah,
but to be a baseball guy most of your life, that's a very special gift.
Yeah, I've been lucky. And even when I came home in 99-2000, the club team was out on the field out there at CSU, and I walked by finishing my degree, and I had a teaching opportunity at Lincoln Junior High right after that, and I thought, what are these club guys doing out here? And
right.
They were just kind of raggedy-taggedy and thought, what's going on? I had no idea about club, and before you know it, they had hired me as their coach, and I did that for 5 or 6 seasons. We did rattle off a few wins,
including national championship.
Yeah, a couple of them. So we were excited
just
about
wins,
that.
Folks,
just
yeah.
a couple of wins. So I'm just excited. We had a kid drafted out of club ball. So here's the thing. Like, let's take this to the top level with the Owls. You get a kid drafted out of CSU club. Why not get a guy to the big leagues off the Owls?
Sure.
Right? Don't think it's not one of my goals. It is.
Absolutely.
100%.
Man, cannot wait for that. We're going to take a break here. First of all, I got to say, another texter in, and this is our good friend of the show, the biggie, Eric Sampson, jumps in. I know you're a Keith Aragon guy. You met Aragon in La Junta, right?
Correct. Yeah, we've grown up together.
And if you're in the Aragon clan, like Big E is, Eric's our insider at Fort Collins High School. He jumps on and says, tell Frank hello. So.
Oh, good for you, Eric.
Eric, I depend on Eric, man, to get the latest scores, updates, nights we don't play.
No doubt.
If I have a question about something going on at school, Eric's the source.
Yeah,
so,
he's great.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. We'll come back in just a minute as Clark and the Coach here on a Tuesday from the Owl Communications Studios. 10:17, my voice is coming back, folks, finally. We'll talk to Frank Gonzalez, continue our conversation with him. We're jumping all over the map with Frank today. We'll come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. It's a Tuesday. Don't forget, tonight we're going to be in Ault, Colorado. Highland Huskies basketball versus the Platte Valley Broncos, number 3 versus number 6. Should be a big, loud crowd out in Ault tonight. Can't wait for that. Our broadcast gets underway at 7 o'clock. We are talking with Frank Gonzalez, newly named manager of the Northern Colorado Owls, the NoCo Owls, playing out there at the in Windsor. This is going to be unbelievable. Just wait. Man, if you could be a fly on the wall for the next 2-3 years out in this area, just watch this thing proliferate. And Frank is certainly the guy to do it. First of all, I want to thank Buildings by Design, our great headline sponsor on the show. Very, very big in metal building production. They're ground up construction guys. So they'll get it done for you. Travis Lefevre and the gang, Buildings by Design, out in Brush. Give them a call, 970-842-5837, or go to their website. For all they do, it's buildingsbydesign.com. All right, let's get going. Bruce, I know you've got a million questions. I've got a paper full of stuff. I'm not going to get through a third of it. So, Bruce, take it over.
Well,
go where you want with Frank right now.
Before we do have to give out a shout to Gina.
Absolutely.
Alex. We hear about Marco because, you know, he's with the mayor. But Gina Alex, current firefighters in Loveland.
That's
now,
right.
How talk about servant.
And
I
hear that too. My brother was a captain in Santa Barbara in California for years and years. And it's one of the greatest resources, one of the greatest ways to give back in our community for a job to have. I mean, they give it. So, talk about Gina, your wife.
Well, you know, I mean, Gina at 39 decided to go into the fire industry after being in the animal science business. I worked at CSU as a vet tech and then She helped a horse that was stranded, and the crews were like, "Who are you? Did you go into a telephone booth and come over and save this horse?" And right. So she gets home that evening, and at 39 says, "You know, I think I want to be a firefighter." And I'm like, "Honey, they were men dressed in uniform. They were handsome, I know." And she's like, "I'm not kidding." So right. She did
that
the academy.
That is cool.
At 39 years of age. So
wow.
When Alex went in this last year,
he did.
And he was fired up about how hard they were working him. She's like, "Don't forget your mother did this at 39."
Right. Right.
So they're unbelievable.
You can never say it's too tough if your mom did it.
No,
so, right?
Mom.
I mean, you can
mom
never get away with that.
And Alex is on site with Loveland. He's at Station 1. He got in there this morning for his 48-hour shift. And they are, you know, like servant and doing the things for the community. We talk about baseball. We talk about athletes. We talk about sporting events. But being a firefighter is a really special thing.
Boy, no doubt about
it.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, Frank, now with the L's, you wear so many different hats. But as manager, what's the first thing you do when it comes to, I need to develop a team here. I have to have a team here ready to play by mid-May.
Yeah, you know, getting on the phone with the Katosky family and Future Legends over the last 3 weeks. Officially, this came out maybe just a week, 10 days ago. But I've been behind the scenes signing guys, and we're at 23, 24 players now, and most of them brand new that were not here last year. So that's a big part of it, really going through video statistics, getting recommendations and references from all the guys we're bringing in. I not only want to bring in great talent and physical abilities, but the character side for me is huge.
Do you have a group of guys helping you do this? Because, my God, you come in here, I'd be so overwhelmed with all the stuff I have to do. Are you on your – are you the lone sombrero running out there doing this?
I'm the farm director slash, you know,
sign them up. Is that right? Wow.
Now, I have a great team with Harrison and his assistants there. At Future Legends, and of course our director and GM Jason. Once I get the guys
now,
on
is
board,
that Jason Ficca?
Ficca, yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I got to throw this in. He's a basketball
Bruce has got
guy.
Stories.
He's the head coach at LCCC.
Oh yeah,
junior college out of Cheyenne, and made that move just a couple years ago.
Yep,
and terrific guy.
Yeah,
go ahead, Frank.
So anyhow, we get the relationship started with the kid via phone. I might even Zoom them or FaceTime them, and once I feel like they're a good fit, I run it by Robbie Bales. Is also one of my assistants from School of Mines. He ran the club last year, and I brought him back because of how integral he was to stay part of this thing as they were getting through that first hiccup year. We just make sure we're signing the right guys. So we've put together 24 or 25 at this point.
Some of the things you look at are numbers on paper. I get that for baseball players.
Yes.
A lot of what you're looking at is character, what they're going to be like in the clubhouse for your guys. I mean, that's a huge part of how you pick these guys, right?
Yeah, when you spend 96 days, 100 days together, and you're really together every day for 7, 8, 9 hours a day, It makes sense to have the right kind of culture. And so we're really pushing on the culture. We're really pushing on character. And at the end of the day, we want to play the game the right way.
And we talked a little bit off the air, Frank, about the proportion of guys that have already been a pro and guys that, you know, maybe rookies that come in directly out of college that haven't played at that pro level. You know, do you have a formula? How do you follow that?
Well, I think the Pioneer League has its regulations on, you know, we can just kind of put it at 100 games or so, whereas a position player, if you've played more than 120, you're not eligible for the Pioneer League. So it's really a developmental league for these kids. And one of the younger leagues in all the United States, of all the indie ball leagues around the country. Pitchers, you know, maybe 30 to 35 starts, relievers maybe 75 games. So we're still dealing with a fairly young guy as an experienced player, but we're also looking for that top senior that didn't sign, maybe the fifth-year guy that got the COVID year. And we'll have several of those. We'll have, you know, 5 or 6 of those guys.
Now, you as a father, too, you had Alex, who went the college route, and you had Marco, who went right into the pros, right?
Well, he got drafted as a high school senior by the Rockies in the 29th, and then he went to Gonzaga.
He did go to Gonzaga.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Blows my question, because I was going to say that's often the quandary for a player. Do I sign? We've got a lot of kids out here right now that are thinking, am I going to take that bus ride in the rookie league, or am I going to go to college? You know, maybe to Arkansas or somewhere. I've got a guy in mind right there. That's always a tough situation. for a player and a parent to get together and figure out.
Yeah, and there's, you know, we have kids out of this area that have done that, and Cole Anderson comes to mind. I was his first manager,
right,
with the Grand Junction Rockies, and it's not an easy road. It's not. The statistics for a high school kid to make it to the big leagues are not real high. We know that about 18% of the guys with the Rockies we sign ever do put on a major league uniform, even once you're in an organization. So they're low anyway, but it's even harder as a high school kid because you're going to spend a significant amount of time on a bus and in the minor leagues, and it's not easy.
Right on.
The Pioneer League, totally independent. I would guess the Grand Junction team, fan base, that's going to develop kind of a rivalry, but you traveled to Montana. Talk about some of the other organizations, Frank, within the Pioneer
League.
It's
grown a little bit. There's 10 teams. You know, we've got clubs down in Colorado Springs. Of course, Ogden used to be the Owls of Orem, and now Ogden still has a club in Utah as well. We'll go to Grand Junction. Idaho has a club, and then of course Billings, and so we're going to travel. You know, five or six teams. The other division doesn't have to come to us. I think we go to one of them. But you know, it's going to be an intense league with a lot of good teams out there, but a lot of good ballparks to play baseball in.
Was Jeff Kotofsky, was he in the organization when they were in Orem?
Absolutely,
in Utah,
no doubt. Yeah, he was there, and he said he remembered me when I was managing Grand Junction.
Is that right?
Really cool relationship to be able to. He goes, hey, listen, I've seen you. I know who you are. I really don't need to see your resume, even though you did send it to me. Thanks a lot. We just need to figure out how to make you an Owl, and we figured it out.
Cool to be jumping into an organization that has history, that has winning history, four league titles when they were down there, too.
Pressure's on, isn't it?
Yeah,
my gosh.
Look, right into the hot seat my friend.
Well, it's all on the manager right now.
That's right. Hey, let me throw this out real quick. Thank you to my good friends at Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Proactive Physical Therapy and Eat now offering VRT therapy if a concussion or vertigo has become debilitating for you, vestibular rehab therapy. Well, that's the newest thing. They can get you going to Proactive, get your life back on track. Locations in Eaton and Greeley. Find out more at ProactiveColorado.com. All right, Bruce, shoot some questions at Coach here.
Well, Coach, you've developed your team. You're starting to sign players. When do you bring everybody in and give us that process from bringing everybody in to your opening day?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, going through spring training for literally I've been to, you know, just for a lack of numbers, 22 spring training for various organizations over the years. You know, 10, 11 as a player, and then the last 10 consecutive with the Rockies, and including the last three in Major League Camp. So I get the process of putting together a club and the understanding of what it's going to take to get ready. Here's the difference. We don't have a month like you do in spring training. We're going to have 10 days. I'm working on right now watching video and bullpens and hitting sessions going on all around the country from each one of these guys, and our staff will have Zoom meetings probably twice a month with our hitters, and I'll meet with our pitchers, of course. But once they get in here on the 11th or 12th, we'll have a physical, and then we'll go right to work. We'll have, you know, 3 and 4 hour sessions. My goal is to have maybe a split squad workout, position players early, pitchers right after, have a meeting in between and cross over for a few days, and then we're going to have to go right into some team fundamentals and live batting practice to get these guys ready to play in 10 days.
Yeah, now, once those guys get here, will you have any type of strength and conditioning coach or advisor working with these, you know, kids on a daily basis? I know that's such an important part now of any athletic event, but your position players, pitchers have to follow great routines.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. The word routine for me is huge. And so they had a strength opportunity with a fellow or a person last year, and then we'll have a relationship with the gym. So a lot of these guys, a lot of it at the pro level is fairly independent, but it's nice to have somebody on site. Once we have our big stadium there built, we've got training rooms, we've got weight rooms there, we'll have a staff on board. And so we're excited as when the big stadium at Future Legends is done, because it'll be a lot easier to do a lot in-house. Right now we'll have to do some stuff outside the ballpark because we won't have those options on site, but we'll have a gym relationship, and I think we're looking for one.
Also, with the players, housing, not an easy thing in Northern Colorado.
Well, that's a great question. So these kids get paid a couple $1,000 a month. There's no secret to that. Labor laws in Colorado, actually, we're the highest paid club, so every kid gets the same. And then we are providing housing. So
we'll be
putting guys in apartments. There may be three or four in a three-bedroom.
Sure.
And maybe even a fifth if we need to.
Right. We won't tell that. But, yeah. We won't comment on
that. But Rain Dance area. One of the kids said, hey, is this going to be kind of slummy or ghetto-y out here? I said, you don't know Windsor, do you?
No.
But we're excited about being able to do that. And I know the organization's handling it right.
Let me ask you a question here. I mean, so many hats in professional baseball. You were in Boise, manager of the Hawks out there. You were at Grand Junction, of course, a manager there as well, supervisor of development in Lancaster, out in California. What is it a culmination of all the things you've done that gets you to this point and set you up for this job, or are there some spots that maybe help you more now in this job with the Owls?
You know, I think going all the way back to CSU and putting a club team together there, I was really excited about that, and I left it in a good place. I felt like when I left and turned it over to the couple coaches that ran it after me. But at one point at Colorado State, we had 120 kids try out for that club team. Now, the crazy part is every one of those kids had to pay tuition and fees. And so I don't know how many they had on that big football field paying tuition and fees, but we had no scholarships, and we were trying out 120 dudes. And that's still, as not having a baseball team, you can hear the plug I'm making there, right?
No doubt about it.
And number two is this. Listen, when you run a club, when you're running men, when you're in charge of development for an affiliate, as I was in Lancaster, I wasn't only in charge of player moves and roster management with our farm director and our staff, but I was in charge of staff. So, you know, I had guys that had been in the game for 30, 40 years, and I was kind of there. I oversaw them. So it gave me an opportunity to really be part of building relationships with real men and also being on the player side and not them looking at me like, hey, man, this guy's connected to the front office, even though I was.
And this is truly a team that has players for the love of the game. I mean, if you don't love this game, you're not a fit for the Owls. It's truly love of the game. You know, we were talking, I have a former player, Kobe Bishop, who played for the Kane County Cougars, and I can see just why he did this. You know, obviously, ultimate goal. You know, but the love of the game and quality kids, this is just going to be a fun organization, Clark.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
For everybody in Northern Colorado.
All right, I'm just going to throw this out there. Best baseball movie that you, your favorite baseball movie. Come on, Frank.
I mean, you got to go with Bull Durham.
You got to,
right?
Don't you? I mean,
you know.
And bus rides are the greatest things with, they used to take the bus rides with the UNC Bears going out, and we'd be on 12, 14, 16 hour bus rides, and they would watch the same movie three times in a row or whatever it would be. But very, very cool stuff.
No doubt.
Yeah. And I have an Albuquerque Isotope question.
Oh, there you go. Oh, shoot, Albuquerque.
You know, because. Yeah. You know, spent time pitching coach down in Albuquerque in the Rockies organization. But favorite Mexican restaurant in Albuquerque?
Oh, gosh, you're going to have to make me look through my phone here.
There's a number of them, right?
There's a ton. And
there are a ton.
After the break, I will pull that up. But I save all my restaurants on my maps so I can pull those up and we can plug those guys. But I'll tell you what, the food in Albuquerque is tremendous, no doubt.
That is so true. Anybody that has actually not spent more than 24, 48 hours in Albuquerque, if you want to just go down and, you know, whether it's play a little golf, eat some great Mexican food, that's a great getaway.
All right, we got about 3 or 4 minutes here, and then we've got one interview coming up, basketball, of course, tonight in Ault at Highland High School with Pete Freeman and the Highland Huskies. Brian Kinnegy coming over with the Platte Valley Broncos tonight as well. Number three, number six should be a terrific, terrific game. Thank you to my good friends Amco Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. They help my family out, keep our cars on the road running well. They'll do the same thing for you. I'm not going anywhere else. I'll stand behind everything they do, and they are total car care, not just transmissions anymore. It's Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, Frank, people that want to get more information on the Owls and maybe want to get some tickets or whatever for opening day, where do they go?
Yeah, I think you just, you know, Google Future Legends. It's definitely out there. And then NoCo Owls, you'll find it, and there'll be phone numbers available to book all those. I don't know if those are being sold quite yet, but it'll be soon. We don't open up, like I said, until May
23rd.
Yes,
that's right.
Sir.
That's right.
And we do open home. So we're excited about it. You know, we want everybody to come out and support this thing, and we want this to be your team.
Yeah, we want to continue this, and we're efforting to make this a weekly thing with you. Get the Gonzo Show going, get you on Amen. The air, and I would just love to see how the team progresses through your eyes too. You know, from week to week, and we talk about everything that this organization is doing, from the people throwing the peanuts to the guys catching the fly balls. So would love to do that. So want to thank you so much for coming by today, and there's so much more to talk with you about, and cannot wait to our next time that we get with you, but my guess is it'll be real shortly.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
La Junta's own.
That's right.
Great.
That's
legend.
Right. That's right.
How Frank Gonzalez.
How you put up with Aragon, I have no idea, but you you got through it. So
that's when he lets the voice get a rest.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, Keith can talk a little bit, can't he?
I love it. And it's slow.
Yeah,
it's
and slow. It is slow. Yeah, it
it's
is.
Wonderfully slow.
It is. He is deliberate. There's no doubt about it. Very good stuff. That's Frank Gonzalez, your new manager for the NoCo Owls. I almost went Eagles there. NoCo Owls getting rocking and rolling here in May. This is so excited. The thing that's very cool about this too is I know this community is going to come out and support like crazy. I mean, we've seen what they did with the Eagles, with the hockey team out here, just packing that house, 5,000 every night. They're going to do the same thing. It's people want this and been talking about it for so long, Frank. This is an itch we had to scratch, right?
Oh my gosh, this has been something that we knew baseball in Northern Colorado, and there's a big history even in Greeley and all through this part of the state, and it's all been on the map here for the last 10 or 12 years for sure, the types of players that have come out here. So the fans are hungry for it, the kids want to see it, and I really want this to be, you know, the club that everybody recognizes here in Northern Colorado.
Yeah, that's for sure. Bruce, anything left for Frank?
No, we're just so excited to have you on, Frank, and I'm anxious to watch you and your daily routine between now and May 23rd, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yep, no doubt about it. We will love to dig in this, especially from behind the scenes with the manager, Frank Gonzalez. Frank, thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll come back in a moment, folks. Pete Freeman, the basketball coach out at Highland High School, going to jump on. Big one for them tonight in Ault. We've got it for you here on Preps Radio. It will be the Highland Huskies and the Platte Valley Broncos, number 3, number 6, coming to your living room tonight through KFKA. Coming back in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. It is a Tuesday here in Northern Colorado, coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios here at KFKA. Man, how much fun was that with Frank Gonzalez? He's actually still sitting here. We're going to talk after the program, of course, but man, that was fun, and there are a million other questions to go through, so hopefully, just hopefully, we can shake the tree and make this thing happen and get it going. Folks, anybody want to jump on? Of course, the Mosier Funeral text line. Bruce, hit it.
Text us at 888-530-0000.
All right. Tonight we'll be in Ault, Colorado, one of my favorite places to call a basketball game. Green and gold are going to pack this gym. It is going to be loud tonight. Number 6 Platte Valley comes in, takes on number 3 Highland Huskies. Up on the Gould Parts hotline right now, the head man out at Highland High School, the basketball coach, big friend of the show, Pete Freeman jumps on. Peter, how are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic, man. What one game in 13 days. What's going on here?
The Yuma game got moved to earlier in the season, so that made us have one game last week scheduled, and then Estes got canceled for the snow, so a long 9 days in between games.
And Pete, yeah, it'd be fun tonight, but opposite of having 3 games a week with very little practice time in between. So you're on that end to where, well, you can kind of get done whatever you want to do, but you want to get back playing. That'll be fun for you tonight.
Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah, and then the practice got messed up last week too. So when we played Liberty, we pretty much went 3 days without practice. So it was a little rough. Not ideal, but is what it is, I guess, when you're dealing with Colorado snow, right?
Absolutely. I expect a big crowd tonight. I expect a loud crowd tonight at your gym. And you've got to admit, Pete, and I know that you're going to back your school, but it's certainly, of all the places I go, this is one of the best places, one of the funnest places to go watch a basketball game on a Friday night out here.
Yeah, it is. You know, when it's a big game, the crowd shows up.
Sure.
The town shows up. So Yeah, it's always usually when you show up, Clark. That means it's a big game.
Oh shoot! Yeah, everybody runs for the to try to hide
even on
when
a
I show up out there.
Even on a Tuesday night, huh, Coach?
Yeah. We'll get there. Hey, I saw something by absence by admission. I saw that in your last ball game against Liberty, we were not paying the toll. There was no high toll out there. So, what's up with that? I heard through the grapevine that Hyatt was under the weather a little bit. So, will he be back in the lineup? What does that look like tonight?
He's been pretty sick.
Yep.
I don't know yet.
That's a tough one. If he's not on the court for you, that's a tough one.
Pete's going to are you going to throw that game time decision out at us?
I am. I don't know what the plan is yet. It a lot depends on how he's feeling and stuff. I don't know. I'm not too confident he's going to go tonight.
Yeah. Is he in school today?
I don't know. It's easier if I don't ask.
See, Pete's not going to give me any
information. You don't know, Pete, yep, is not going to hurt you. So, yeah, that's absolutely true. How's practice gone this week for you guys? And how's your team doing right now? I mean, this is a different year for you. You know, you're out of that Mile High League into a much tougher league, of course, for you guys going forward here. How's the team playing in your hopes of progress through the season? Where are you at?
Yeah, you know, I think we've been playing good. Obviously, I think we've been playing good since Christmas break. You know, we really kind of felt like we were getting rolling after Strasburg. Thought we played well that night. And so then big break, you know, played okay against Liberty. We weren't sharp. Coming off 9 days, you could tell we weren't sharp. So, you know, hopefully yesterday was a good practice. I mean, not that we do much on the day before a game, but you know, hopefully we're a funny team. We're going to shoot a lot of threes, and when they go in, I look pretty smart.
That's
when
right.
They don't go in, you know, we're pretty beatable, and that's just the truth of who we are.
Yeah, you're pretty smart when I see Sawyer Morgan getting so good. Just a freshman last year, in as a sophomore, maybe the best rebounder in the area. I mean, this cat just knows how to go get basketballs. He was banged up early, too, so he's coming along. Is he moving towards 100%? Because the numbers sure appear that way.
I think Sawyer's 100%. We went without Carson a game, been without Pohl for a game, been without Sawyer. So, you know, in all reality, I've been pretty lucky health-wise in my career at Highland, and it seems to be catching up to me a little bit this year where we've had to battle through some illnesses and some injuries and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with the kids stepping up that have came in, and, you know, Tanner Fabricius has started a couple games
sure.
and done a really good job. And yeah, I think Sawyer's healthy, I hope. You know, I guess you never really know for sure. They're not going to tell you if they're not healthy, right?
Right, that's right.
And Coach,
no
secrets. Kind of took my next question away. You've got to be happy with some of the depth that's developed on your ball club. And sometimes injuries, you know, you don't want to have them. You don't want to have the illness. But it does help develop some guys that may not have got as much playing time.
Yeah, you know, we've played 10 kids, I think, almost every single game this year. And in the past, I don't think we've been as deep.
Sure.
Where I feel comfortable playing 10 now, and even games where we've been trailing or tight games and stuff, I'm pretty confident in my 10. And that's sometimes those, you know, that 9 and 10 don't get as many minutes as they had the night before. And so, but those kids are smart kids, and they're bought in, and so they understand they might play 5 or 7 minutes tonight and 2 the next game and none the next game, but they're mature kids, and that's really Caden Martin, Mike Kelly. They're just smart, mature kids that do everything right. And so we're comfortable going 10 deep.
Yeah, sometimes the most important kids on the team, I don't want to say the starters aren't, but in practice time, that second five, man, they can make those first five so much better and themselves too. Are you guys a practice team? I mean, can you tell Pete the way you guys practice is the way you're going to play?
Absolutely not.
That right? You don't know what you're going to get. Everybody takes the week off.
You know, I told these guys we're a much better team when the lights are on.
And Pete, I understand, you know, I used to just try to focus so much on how our guys were even warming up, you know, and I've learned that you just can't tell. You have your little quirks and things like that, but until that tip-off goes, you don't know. And it's amazing how many times you might get two quick ones on a really good player, and that's when that depth comes in as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched one of our kids shoot a shot in warm-ups because
it just doesn't matter.
It'll affect me. I'll see a kid not miss and think that we're going to have a great night, no. And then I'll see a kid not make, and so I don't watch pregame shoot arounds, that kind of stuff. I don't watch our kids shoot. So
fantastic. Platte Valley goes.
They want to do.
Yeah. Platte Valley Broncos, number 6. They take on number 3 Highland tonight, 7 o'clock. We have it for you here on KFKA. Pete, we'll see you on the floor tonight, man. Thanks for chiming in today, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Coach.
You bet. That's Pete Freeman, head basketball coach at Highland High School. Back in a moment to wrap up the show. Best bets at the end. Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bets with Clark and the Coach.
All right, welcome back to the program. Final minute and a half here with Coach and I and Frank Gonzalez sitting in with us today. Best bets, let's go there. I'm heating up again. 4 out of the last 5. Yesterday had the New York Rangers. Of course, all they did was win 6-2. Let's advance that one. Bruce had Kansas, tough loss for him last night. I'm going to college basketball tonight. Cowboys of Wyoming are at home. They are 1-20 at Vegas. 1-20 the last 21 meetings. Vegas is a 5.5-point favorite tonight. Going to lay the 5 with the Rebels at home against Wyoming, who doesn't like to go to Vegas for various reasons. Bruce, where are you going?
I'm going Kansas State college basketball. Number 5 ranked team in the nation now. That's hard to believe.
That is.
Kansas State is number 5, but they're traveling to Iowa State, who is also a very good team, but they're getting 5.5 points.
Fantastic.
Okay, looking for a close finish, and I'll take the 5.5.
It's time for you to heat
points.
Up, too, so everybody run towards Bruce.
It'd be like a little match, just a little warmth.
You got to get kindling
first. A little warmth would be good.
You got to heat it up. All right, folks, thank you to Frank Gonzalez, of course, for sitting in. Would love to make this a weekly thing with Frank, so we'll see what we can do. On that note, tonight we're in Ault. Highland Huskies number 3 against number 6 Platte Valley. Should be a terrific game. Wear your green and gold out there if you're a Huskies fan. You're blue if you're a Platte Valley fan. Thank you to Micah again. Bruce and I will talk to you tomorrow on more Clark and the Coach from the Farm Show tomorrow. Whole show is next right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 1310 KFKA.